Mini episode 121 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by The Sports Train, the finest pure sports talk show on both internet and terrestrial radio. Follow them on the web at thesportstrain.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 121 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our first look at the buy low, sell high players of the 2012 Major League Baseball season. Last week we used Albert Pujols as an example of our philosophy over a 162-game season. As a matter of fact, with his production over the past week, if you didn't take our advice already, it's probably too late to acquire him at a halfway reasonable price. With very few exceptions, players will fit into a range that includes a realistic best-case scenario and a realistic worst-case scenario. When players are riding really high, they will end up having to tail off in order to fit into that spectrum, and when players are really struggling, the opposite is true. The fancy terms for this are regression to the mean and progression to the mean. In a moment, our buy low and sell high lists for late May 2012. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
Okay, let's start with our buy low list. Tim Lincecum, his numbers are ugly, but he's still missing a lot of bats, so that seems to rule out the kind of arm problems that could portend big trouble. Adrian Gonzalez, his power numbers are down, although his overall contact is still pretty good. Like Jimmy Rollins, another player who could be listed in his own right, he should benefit from better pitches once key teammates return to health. Justin Upton, your only chance to get a player as great as him is right now when the numbers could scare away an impatient owner. Hanley Ramirez, psychology plays a part here. The owner who selected him had to be a bit leery after last year, so you have a better chance of swooping in like the proverbial vulture with the start he's had this year. And here's the sell-high players. David Wright, he's batting over 400 and his career highs are 325 and 311. Any way you slice it, he's going to be giving back production in the final two-thirds of the season. Rafael Furcal, he's presently batting over 360, but he has only played more than 97 games once since 2007. Very risky to count on him. Yu Darvish, the ERA says, come up to my room, big boy. The whip says, you're like a brother to me. Chris Capuano, he's never had an ERA better than 3.95 for a full season. You can choose to believe that he's going to have a career year. We will not. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.